Bates, Bell, Berryhill, Bradford, Kinella, De Leon, Dodd, Fuller, Gaines, Galgioni, Glazer, Hernandez, Hertzberg, Hill, Hueso, Jackson, Lada, Leva, McGuire, Mitchell, Monning, Morlock, Morrell, Newman, Wynn, Nilsson, Pan, Portantino, Roth, Skinner, Stern, Stone, Vidak, Wyakowski, Wiener, Wilk.
All right, members, a quorum is present. Would the members and our guests beyond the rail and in the gallery please rise? We'll be led in prayer this afternoon by our chaplain, Sister Michelle Gorman, after which please remain standing. We will be led in the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag by Senator Hertzberg.
Let us center ourselves in God's presence. Gracious God of many voices, we are grateful that you are still speaking, whispering, calling to each of us with the compassionate voice of acceptance and the grace-filled challenge to believe in your unconditional love. Enliven our creativity and our imaginations as we lift up our prayers for all the places, people, and situations who have not yet experienced your love and tenderness. We ask the assistance of your Spirit as we respond to your call to use our gifts to soften the hearts of those who would limit your unconditional love. May we be known as people of radical hospitality who keep widening the circle of your welcome for all. We ask this in your name. Amen.
To the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Sister Michelle. All right. All right, members, we're now at privileges of the floor. Senator Stone. Senator Stone, I believe you had a resolution that you wanted to present. At the desk of the pro tem. Senator Stone.
Good morning, Mr. President, Madam Pro Tem. Thank you for letting me be at your desk today. I'm very honored and very proud to have with us today the boys and girls cross country Division I champions from the city of Temecula Great Oak High School. We have, of course, a resolution, and we have 15 members of the coaching staff and the team that are present here today. Both teams won the state Division I CIF championship cross-country competitions in Fresno in November. For the girls' team, it was the fourth time in a row and the sixth time in the 7 years that they've won the state championship. And for the boys' team, it was their fourth consecutive state championship. The tradition of both academic and athletic excellence at Great Oak High School is made stronger, certainly by their efforts. I want to recognize their head coach, Doug Soles. If you'd raise your hand, Doug, step up. And assistant coach, Daniel Noble. And the wonderful members of the boys and girls cross-country team. Can we please give them a warm Senate congratulations?
Welcome to the California State Senate and your victories in cross-country statewide.
Nice.
again next year.
All right, members, we're now going to go to Senator Stern, and he has a resolution he'd like to present.
Mind if I do it from the pro tem's desk?
From the pro tem's desk. Thank you.
No, this is fine. This is fine right here.
Yes, come on out. Thank you, Madam Pro Tem. Thank you, Mr.
Senator
President
Stern.
And members.
Right.
It's my great honor to present to you the national champions of the academic decathlon from El Camino Real Charter School in the great West Hills of the San Fernando Valley. These young people just came back from Frisco, Texas in April and regained the throne after it was taken from them by another local high school that we'll name Granada Hills. They got it back from Granada Hills. No offense to the senator from the East San Fernando Valley, but it's back in the West San Fernando Valley's hands. This is the eighth year that El Camino has taken the national championship, beating schools from all over the United States, Canada, China, the UK. God knows how many hours they have spent studying 10 subjects. The theme this year was Africa, and they've studied everything from the history of slave revolutions to the origins of agriculture, to the arts and sciences that emerged from the African continent. The knowledge is vast among this incredible group of young people, and I have very high hopes for them that they are going to solve our problems sooner than later. So I've told them they need to be a permanent think tank for the state of California and that they have no choice in this matter because we need their brains now more than ever. So with that, I want to announce Anesh Ahuja, Matthew Fitzmorris, Brianna Lincoln, Rachel Markinson, Nolan Origer. Did I get that right?
Sure.
Origer? Origer. Sorry, Nolan. Avery Tamura, Maya
Tights.
I gotcha. Trevor Winard, and their wonderful teacher, Mrs. Stephanie Franklin. Members, please give a warm round of applause to our academic decathletes of the entire nation, the whole world, West Hill, El Camino Real.
And welcome to El Camino Real Charter School and their national victory for the academic decathlon. All right, members, we'll now move from privileges of the floor to messages from the governor. They will be deemed read. Messages from the assembly will be deemed read. Reports of committee will be deemed read and amendments adopted. Motions, resolutions, and notices. Now, members, This is an opportunity to remove bills from consent or to the inactive file or from the inactive file. So anything under motions, resolutions, and notices? Okay. Seeing none, we'll now move to consideration of the daily file. Second reading file. Secretary, please read.
Assembly Bill 880.
That's it. Okay. We'll now move to governor's appointments. Senator Cannella. Secretary, please read. Or Senator Cannella, I'm sorry.
All right. First up, item number 5, Peter Silva to the Fish and Game Commission. Mr. Silva is the president of Silva Silva International, and he previously served as the Assistant Administrator for Water at the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. He was approved by the Rules Committee on May 24th on a unanimous 5-0 vote. Ask for an aye vote.
Thank you, Senator Cannella. Members, any questions? Any debate? Discussion? Seeing none, Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen. Aye. Anderson.
Aye.
Aye. Atkins.
Aye.
Aye. Bates. Aye. Bell. Aye. Berryhill. Bradford. Cannella.
Aye.
De Leon. Dodd. Fuller.
Aye.
Gaines.
Aye.
Galgioni.
Aye.
Glazer.
Aye.
Hernandez. Hertzberg.
Aye.
Hill.
Aye.
Hueso.
Aye.
Jackson.
Aye.
Lada.
Aye.
Leva.
Aye.
McGuire.
Aye.
Mitchell.
Aye.
Monning.
Aye.
Morlock.
Aye.
Morrell.
Aye.
Newman. Wynn.
Aye.
Nilsson.
Pan.
Aye.
Aye.
Porchettino.
Roth.
Skinner.
Aye.
Aye. Stern.
Aye.
Stone.
Aye.
Vidak.
Aye.
Wachowski.
Aye.
Wiener.
Aye.
Wilk.
Secretary, please call the absent members.
Wilk, aye. Berryhill. Bradford. De Leon. Dodd.
Aye.
Hernandez. Newman. Nilsson. Portantino. Roth.
Secretary, call the absentee members, please.
Berryhill. Bradford.
Aye.
Aye. De Leon. Hernandez. Newman. Nilsson. Porchettino. Roth.
Ayes 32, no 0. The appointment is confirmed. Senator Cannella, the next confirmation?
Yes, file item number 6. Nicholas Oliver, Chief Bureau of Electronic and Appliance Repair, Home Furnishings and Thermal Insulation. Mr. Oliver previously served as the Environmental Scientist at the Department of Resource Recycling and Recovery, CalRecycle. He was approved by the Senate Rules Committee on May 24th on a unanimous vote. Ask for an aye vote.
Great. Thank you, Senator Cannella. Members, any debate or discussion on this governor's appointment? Seeing none, Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen. Aye. Anderson.
Aye.
Aye. Atkins.
Aye.
Aye. Bates.
Aye.
Aye. Bell.
Aye.
Aye. Berryhill.
Aye.
Bradford.
Aye.
Aye. Cannella.
Aye.
Aye. De Leon.
Aye.
Dodd.
Aye.
Aye. Fuller.
Aye.
Aye. Gaines.
Aye.
Aye. Galgioni.
Aye.
Glazer.
Aye.
Aye. Hernandez. Hertzberg.
Aye.
Aye. Hill.
Aye.
Aye. Hueso.
Aye.
Aye. Jackson.
Aye.
Lada.
Aye.
Aye. Leva.
Aye.
McGuire.
Aye.
Mitchell.
Aye.
Monning.
Aye.
Morlock.
Aye.
Morrell.
Aye.
Newman. Wynn.
Aye.
Nilsson.
Pan.
Aye. Aye. Portantino. Roth. Skinner. Stern.
Aye.
Aye. Stone.
Aye.
Vidak.
Aye.
Wachowski.
Aye.
Wiener.
Aye.
Wilk. Aye.
Secretary, please call the absent members.
Berry Hill, De Leon, Hernandez, Newman, Nilsson, Portantino, Roth, Skinner.
Call the absent members one more time, please.
Berry Hill, De Leon, Hernandez, Newman, Nilsson. Mm-hmm. Aye. Portantino, Roth, Skinner.
Secretary, please call the absent members.
Berry Hill, De Leon, Hernandez, Newman, Portantino, Roth, aye, Skinner, aye.
Ayes 34, no 0. The governor's appointment is confirmed. Thank you. Senator Cannella, our next confirmation.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. So this is file item number 7, Jonathan Maddox, the Board of Behavioral Science, Juvelin Allegre, Eric Mikitin, and Kent Sasaki to the California Building Standards Commission. These appointees were approved by the Senate Rules Committee on May 24th. On a unanimous 5-0 vote, I ask for aye vote.
Great. Thank you, Senator Cannella. Members, any debate or discussion on these appointments? Seeing none, Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen, aye. Anderson, aye. Atkins, aye. Bates, aye. Bell, aye. Berry Hill, Bradford, aye. Cannella, aye. De Leon, Dodd, aye. Fuller, aye. Gaines, aye. Galgioni, aye. Glazer, aye. Hernandez, Hertzberg, aye. Hill, aye. Hueso, aye. Jackson, aye. Lada, aye. Leva, aye. McGuire, aye. Mitchell, aye. Monning, aye. Morlock, aye. Morrell, aye. Newman, Wynn, aye. Nilsson, aye. Pan, aye. Portantino, Roth, aye. Skinner, aye. Stern, aye. Stone, aye. Vidak, aye. Wachowski, aye. Wiener, aye. Wilk, aye.
Secretary, please call the absent members.
Berry Hill, De Leon, Hernandez, Newman, Portantino.
Ayes 34, no 0. The appointments are confirmed. Members will now move to the Senate third reading. Secretary, please read. File item 11. Pass on file. Great. Thank you. We'll now move to file item 12, Senator Monning. Pass on file. File item 13. Absent. File item 14, Senator Bradford. File item 15, Senator Lara. Senator Lara? Pass on file. File item 16, Senator Cannella. Pass on file. File item 17, Senator Jackson. Senator Jackson? File item 17, pass on file. File item 18, Senator Stern. Pass on file. File item 19, Senator McGuire. Pass on file. File item 20, Senator Newman. Okay, wonderful. We'll now move to motions and resolutions. This is a time to address the adjourned memories, motions from senators. Following bills are referred to Rules Committee, item 1, AB 880. Thank you. Members, opportunity for adjourned memories at this point. Any adjourned memories? Seeing none. If there's no further business, Senator Atkins, the desk is clear.
Mr. President, thank you so much. We will reconvene on Thursday. Once I figure out what the date is. Thank you. We will reconvene on Thursday, the 7th, at 9 a.m., and I would thank the conferees who will continue to be here this afternoon and throughout the week, continuing to do the work of the Senate. And with that, we will see you on Thursday at 9.
Great. Thank you, Pro Tem Atkins. The Senate will be in recess until 3:30 p.m., at which time the adjournment motion will be made. We will reconvene Thursday at 9 a.m. Meeting adjourned. Thank you.